Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Civil servants will be in the street today to protest at what unions are calling a series of unprecedented attacks from the government on the professional status. Grievances include 120,000 job cuts from now until 2022, the reintroduction of the jour de carence, or civil servants paying for the first of their sick days out of their own pocket, and the freezing of the index point, which determines how their salaries are calculated. It is the first strike of its kind in 10 years, covering all public sectors. Disruptions are forecast in schools and in creches. In the transport sector, 30% of flights have been cancelled. Another terrorist attack has been foiled in France. Two inmates at the prison in Fresnes, just outside of Paris, who were due for release soon, had been planning to rob a jewellery store to fund an attack on police or prison guards. A mobile phone was found in one of the inmate cells last year. The conversations on it pointed to an attack. France will welcome 10,000 new refugees over the next 2 years. The announcement came from the Minister of the Interior in a meeting with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Among the number will be people from Niger and Chad. In the coming weeks, the French Office for the Protection of Refugees will begin to identify people eligible for the right to asylum. In Spain, people are facing a time of choices and uncertainty in the aftermath of the referendum on independence for Catalonia. The Catalan leader, Carl Puigdemont, is due to speak at 6 p.m. tonight. Puigdemont could declare independence for Catalonia, while the region itself remains divided on the issue. Meanwhile, the central government in Madrid has warned that any declaration of independence will be immediately rejected. In the US, a state of emergency has been decreed in three counties north of San Francisco. More than 20,000 people have had to be evacuated due to wildfires that have already caused 10 deaths. So far, 30 million hectares have been destroyed by the fires. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.